Today's episode is the failures of a 37-year-old journal. So today's my birthday. I am officially 38. I was already born by this time. So I promised to do this episode, and this is going to be an audio only one. I'm doing a special video one only for my email list. So if you're not in my email list, make sure you get on there, because you're going to be able to do the video or audio portion of that. It's only exclusively for you guys, which we're going to go a little bit more of knowledge base for you. But today I wanted to just talk about my failures this past year, lessons that I've learned as a 37-year-old. So with that, let's get started. So first I'm going to talk about like my personal failures, because I feel like, you know, with all like the sharing of amazing content on here this past year, we don't really hear about other people's or businesses' failures, personal life, right? And I really wanted to like be very open with you and share that. And it's even kind of scary for me to do this, but I'm going to do it because I just feel like it's going to help at least one of you. So if you ever felt alone, like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one with personal struggles. Everybody has amazing businesses and life is amazing. Welcome to the club. It's not true. Okay. Like we all struggle. It's just some of us do it more in silent than others. So as a 37-year-old, I can tell you that for my personal failures of last year and what I learned from them, just to kind of help you, like in case you're one of these buckets currently and just looking back now, moving forward from it. Last year was a really hard year for me in regards to my depression and anxiety. So I'm not going to go into detail, but there was this crime that happened and it really fucked with me mentally and emotionally and as a person. And I've had to work with a therapist. So, you know, biggest takeaway is go get help. There's nothing wrong with that. Please seek medical advice. I am not a medical professional, but that's what I had to do. So in silence, I've been working with a therapist and it's been amazing. It has helped me grow so much as a person. Also, like it has trickled into my business as well. So I just wanted to share that if you struggle with that, you know, for me, it just happened because, you know, of a crime that happened and I'm trying to move forward in my life, not letting it like dictate my life or be this thing that happens every year for me, like this like memory, horrible memory. So that's what I was dealing with in the silence. Personal wise, just like emotion, like with myself. Also, like last year, you know, and I overcame it. So I feel better now. And I've learned that it's okay to do shit in silence. So don't feel like you have to share everything. If you're struggling in your personal life, and like people don't need to know that if you're not ready to share that. I feel like I really love how somebody said this. I think it was Amy Porterfield. I heard it from her the first time. And correct me if you know who this quote comes from, but always share your scars. Don't share your open wounds, you know? So I'm here sharing my scars. So that was, you know, something I've been able to move forward from. The other thing for personal life that I struggled with last year was just my appearance. So, you know, as you get older, your body changes. We get sick. Health happens, right? And, you know, I've gained some weight. And it hasn't been because, like, I'm eating my feelings or being disruptive with my body or doing something bad. It's just like health wise. And so I've had to be more comfortable with like, it's hard when people like attack you, like, oh my gosh, you let yourself go, or like, you look so different. Why aren't you exercising? And people tell you all this shit, right? When in the background, you're like, dude, you do not know how much I'm exercising and eating clean and trying to be good most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. And you know, all this stuff is happening, right? And so if you didn't know in regards to like, personal, I was struggling last year with my body image. So I really had to learn how to like restyle my body, like how to dress myself differently. And, you know, shout out to my sister. She's like, I always love how you dress yourself. You know how to dress your body. And I'm like, thank you. Well, you know, like you just learn, like I've learned so much because, you know, I've struggled with my weight my whole life. It's not a new thing. So yeah, so that's something I was struggling with. And now I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm being healthy. I'm trying to be the best I can be. I'm doing good things. I'm walking. I'm exercising, going to the gym. I'm drinking more water, having my vitamins, going to the doctor, like doing all my good things, you know, trying to eat less processed food and, you know, be better mentally and emotionally. So I'm like, go Celeste, you're fucking doing it. So that's where I came out of that personal wise. And lastly, just personal wise was like, letting go of, for me personally, of having to post all the time. So for me, posting is super easy to do. I know that's not for everybody. If you told me, Celeste, you have to post every single day to be successful, I would freaking do it. But I learned that on Instagram, with all the glitches and stuff that went down, posting more did not mean more for me or for my business. So I had to let go, and I was like, why do I like to post all the time, right? Like, if it's not really working to give me more and it's taking time away from my day, why am I doing it? So personally, I realized that I like posting because it just shows that I'm being consistent. And why is that important? And I'm like, oh, okay, because that's my perfectionist self saying, well, I'm being validated by others because I'm doing something. So I had to really let go of that validation of having to post every day, which was really hard for me, which I know a lot of business owners struggle with the opposite side of things, where you want to post every day, but you can't. So for me, I had to stop posting all the time. And I noticed that I had validation with that. That's why I was doing it. And it has been a beautiful thing on the other side of it. Personally, like, now I feel better. I feel more comfortable of doing things in silence. I feel more comfortable in doing things that not everybody else is doing right now in my business that is working for my business, although it sounds and it looks different than what everybody else is doing. So that's where, like, personally, like, why I struggled with, and I'm just being honest with you, because I think sometimes, like, we see people, like, you may see me, and, like, a lot of people see me, and they see, like, I sometimes share my house, not all the time, but sometimes share inside, like, it's so clean and everything, but, you know, it all takes work. And the reason why my house is so clean is because when my kids get home, my husband gets home, it turns into, like, a normal house full of crap everywhere. And I clean it every day because I need that is stability. I need to have a clean space in order to know that my life and my mind is clean. So maybe I have, like, some type, like, of ADHD or some, like, a compulsive disorder. I don't know what the fuck, but I need my house clean, okay? So I do that shit for my mental health. But, you know, I'm like a regular person. My house right now is a mess. So after this podcast, I'm going to be cleaning that. So there's that with the struggles of personal life as a 37-year-old. Now let's talk about business. So I have been in business. I started beauty school in September when I was 30 years old. I just turned 38, which is freaking insane. So this year will be 8 years since I started beauty school and 7 years licensed, okay? And it's just insane to me how much my life has changed. And sorry, I got distracted. A bird just, like, went into my window. So it's been so insane how my life has changed personally. So I wanted just to share, like, in this past year, how much your life can transform. Okay. So business wise, I have worked with Pinterest. I worked with the actual Pinterest team and Pinterest TV team. And it was such a beautiful experience. And I want to share about the failures with that. I felt my failure with working with Pinterest TV was that I felt like I wasn't good enough, in the sense that they contacted me, they reached out to me, and they wanted me to do certain content. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough at that, right? And for me, it was like hairstyling. I was like, oh my gosh, but I don't do that all the time. And then I had, this is the good part of it, I had to reframe myself. I was like, Celeste, you have been doing hairstyling since 2016. Like, what's wrong with you? You know, like, you have plenty of experience. You're trying to limit yourself. This is going to be different. You're going to be doing this live show, and you're going to have producers and all this stuff that went, like, I learned behind the scenes to do with them, which was so beautiful, because usually I just go live and do my own thing. And it was kind of like that, except I had extra support in the back end, which was nice. But it was nice that it was my own show. Like, I got to run and call it. And so that was the struggle for me, that I felt like I wasn't good enough, although I've been styling hair since 2016. So that was a really hard part business-wise for Pinterest. The beautiful part of that, some of my episodes got over 200,000 views, which is insane. I know for sure one got 154,000 views. The other one, when it was live, we got over 200,000 views. So it was just insane. And it just helped me to know that people are interested in what I do and my content, and also learning, when you have all that attention on you, also learning live, like, how to take bad comments or people's questions on the air, or what to say when you don't have the answer, because I am not a know-it-all. I don't know it all, and I'm willing to accept that and say that live. I don't care. Like, it's the reality. I'm not a dictionary, right? So those were, like, the failures and the wins of that for Pinterest. And also, like, Pinterest TV ended, and it was such a beautiful exit, like, how they did it. I loved it. I got to say bye to everybody. And just, like, the way that they ended it for me, it was amazing. Like, I loved it. So there's no more Pinterest TV episodes for anybody. But it was such a beautiful experience for me. I also got to make money off Pinterest with my content. So I just learned so much. So I'm just here to say that, not to say like, oh my God, Celeste, you did so good. Like, no. I'm here to say that sometimes opportunities are going to come knocking on your door. You're going to feel like you're not good enough. You're going to try to stop yourself, but don't. Like, be willing to fail publicly. Be willing to try it out. Be willing to learn from it. Be willing to be a student. And for me, the hardest part showing up on Pinterest last year was because, and I felt like failing was because my body image, right? I felt like I didn't look good enough. But I, you know, overcame that and just pushed forward. So I'm just here to share with you for the failures for business is that sometimes you're going to have to just show up the best you can. And that's amazing. That's going to lead to opportunities. And it did. I also got like brand deals. I made videos and I got paid really good money for like, you know, 2 30-second reels. So that was awesome. Okay. So there's that. So failures in business is, let's see what else. So I'm going to be very transparent here. So Celeste has been showing up without makeup because a makeup artist and somebody else told me that very well known and they're very respected that I could not be successful unless I showed up all made up. So for the past years, I've been showing up without like my hair or makeup done and just as I fucking am because I wanted to prove to myself that I can do it. And I want to share with you that you can do it. Being authentic to who you are, it's going to help you win. And I'm so grateful for those two people that told me that because most of the time I don't wear makeup. I do wear SPF and I am like pretty much like really chill vibes. So I'm either like hella dolled up or like chill vibes. And sometimes in between, I mostly like to go all out or nothing. So that really helped me. But that's why I was struggling. That's where my failing was feeling on Pinterest was because I was struggling with my body image. And I wanted to share that with you in this audio episode because, you know, we don't see that. Maybe you see me going on there, you know, and shout out to many of you that were on those lives or watch the replays and your comments and DMs. I love you guys. I see you. I hear you. And I appreciate you. And I want to let you know that when opportunities come to your door, please take them. Even if you may fail a couple times, there's a couple glitches and things that I didn't know how to do correctly. But girl survived. Girl survived. Okay, so next for business failures, let's see. Trying to think. Oh, I think also like just what did else did I fail in business that I feel like I failed? I mean, I feel like I kind of failed with, so I had my other bridal business and I feel like I've grown so much in there. We're now like, we just added on and like another independent makeup artist to the team and her process is going to be so different. And now everybody gets to go through that system and that process together at their own pace. And I think it was such a beautiful learning experience. I also learned, like some people would say a failure in business. One of my girls that was working for me, she's so busy now. It's amazing. Sometimes people are going to want and have different needs, right? Like maybe somebody needs to come work for you, but they need to be able to replace their full income and you cannot provide that. I think it's so important that instead of being like, oh my gosh, I failed because I can't provide that, be honest with them and be willing to let people grow and go. So I think like most people be like, oh, that's a failure because you let somebody go or you let people go so they can grow. I'm like, no, like, you are allowed. That's why I love working with independent hair and makeup artists because they're allowed to go and grow their wings. And while some people may think that's a failure in business, for me, it was a huge ass win because I learned so much and I'm doing so many things differently this year for everybody who's currently working alongside me and helping me in weddings. That is going to be totally different. And I loved it. So I'm so grateful for that experience. It may be a failure for somebody in somebody's eyes, but for me, it was a fucking win because girl, let me tell you, let me tell you, it was a win. Like, I've learned so much. The other failure in business, I think I've been editing a lot myself. Like, I love to swear. And I've been editing myself to not swear as much because my little four-year-old has been swearing. And I was like, no, girl, I can swear, not you. So now that she understands the concept, I'm back at swearing. And I know it's going to repel some people. I know some of you don't like it who listen to this podcast episode. You told me I love you. But girl needs to keep swearing, okay? Like, I need to keep just being me. So that may be a failure for me because I feel sometimes, like, it may seem like a coming out forceful or fake, but it's not that. It's just, like, I'm being mindful not to swear and that like sidetracks me. So that may be a failure, but also a win for me because my kid is no longer swearing, which is amazing. And now I can go back to swearing and just being myself. And I think for you, it's just an amazing example that be who you are. You're still going to attract the businesses and big companies that want to work with you and clients that want to work with you. I've been doing amazing weddings at amazing venues with amazing brides, and I have awesome clients. And just because you show up in a certain way, being your authentic true self and being who you are and expressing what your business is about, even though it may be different to how everybody else looks or what everybody else does, is going to set you apart. And your business is here to repel and to attract people. So even though I swear sometimes, like Pinterest still reached out to me, right? So I still reached out with this other big company as well, which I will not name right now, to work with them. I also last year, it may be a failure, I turned down this huge company, this international company, to be an ambassador for them because I do not like that some of their products have harmful chemicals in them. And that would be out of integrity for me. I'm not going to just go recommend something that might make your hair fall out or it's going to be damaging to your health. Like, what the hell? What kind of person am I, right? Like, I don't want to sell my soul like that. No gracias. So I turned that down. So that may be a failure for some people, but that was a big win for me because I told my ego, girl, check yourself. We're not doing that. That I know your ego wants it, but no, that's not an integrity. So in business, for my 37-year-old, I can really like want to talk about, just finish up this episode with us. Now that I'm 38 years old, when I was in my 20s, we think like we're like infinite, like I'm going to live forever. And then you turn 30 and you're like, oh no, I'm not going to live forever. And this whole pressure of like, well, at least in my generation, it was like, be married and have your house by that time. And when it doesn't happen, you're like, crap, right? I want to share this with you. And I should just share it. Fuck it. Okay, so I'm going to share this with you. I was going to buy a house last year and we got all bid couple of times, and it was so annoying, and it was a really hard process. And you know, God and the universe decided that it was not going to be for us. And I'm so grateful because look at how things are right now. And you know, now it's just things have changed. And I learned that don't share all your dreams with everybody. So although you may love your community, you may love your friends, like be very careful who you share your dreams with. Was a really good lesson for a 37-year-old that we share with you. So be very mindful of that. Also, now it's being 38, 2 years, I'll be 40. You start getting older and you're not going to be attracting your ideal age. And I want to say that because I don't attract what people think I attract. I attract a lot of fun people, okay? And it's, yeah. So I'm just saying that because you're not going to attract the people who you think you're supposed to. Just because you're older does not mean that you're not relevant. And just because you're younger does not mean you're relevant either. Like, you're going to attract your own vibe, your own people. So be very mindful of that. Don't worry about getting older because honestly, you're going to attract your own community no matter what age you are. And as a 38-year-old that going on for this year, I did want to share this. As a 38-year-old, I think for me, this past couple of days, I've been thinking about my mortality. And I know it sounds really like dark, but it's not. Stay with me, okay? In the sense that we are not going to live forever. I heard this and I saw this video on TikTok. And it talked about if we're lucky, we have 75 summers. You'll have 75 winters. You'll have 75 birthdays, okay? And this is my 38th birthday. And when you think about life like that, it's like, make it count. Live life for you. I've been living, 37-year-old. Celeste had the best summer of her life last year, let me tell you. And so did all my kids. We were at the river. We were having a blast. And I also worked. And it was like this beautiful mix of harmony between work and fun. And at the end of the day, nobody can see inside of your house. At the end of the day, nobody can see inside your bank account. At the end of the day, when you're no longer part of this earth, like, what did you live? You know, what was your full fulfilling life? And it may not look like anybody else. And what makes you happy does not make no sense. I just came back from a 2-hour walk by my lonesome self and it was fucking beautiful and so invigorating. And I want to share with you that as a 38-year-old brand newbie into the club of the 38-year-olds, My skin may wrinkle, my body may look different, I may be getting older, my content is changing and evolving, I'm repelling some people, I'm losing, I'm attracting other people to come into the community. And I'm just here to tell you that every year has a season. Enjoy it to the fullest because there's no regrets. From 14 to 24, I was a hot mess, but I am grateful for those years. I'm grateful that I lived it and I've learned from those lessons. Some were hard, some were not good. I'm not perfect. I've been a hot mess before and things. And being in business, I've fallen, but I think I've also gotten up so much that has made me resilient. So if you want to be in business, and now thinking about it, like how I'm going to be 7 years in business, right? So 7 or 8, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. Oh, shit. So since I'm going to be licensed for technically 7 years in business, in air quotes, 8 years, because really I started doing content when I was in beauty school. So I was 30. But anyways, like no matter how many years that is, like over 7 years in business, be resilient, pivot. Don't be scared. And even when you're scared, freaking do it. I hope this episode helped at least gave you a little bit of nuggets or like some insight into what has helped me, how has it helped me grow. And thank you so much for the birthday wishes. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. Leaving a review or sending me a comment or a DM on Instagram is the best birthday gift that you can give this to me. If you heard from about this podcast or wherever you found it, feel free to share it with somebody who you think would be really helpful for. But this is your life. Enjoy it. Don't allow business to overtake your life because literally like our time here is so little. Like now looking back as a 38-year-old when I was 20, I'm like, wow, that's 18 years. And I feel like it was like a snap. And now I'm 38. So enjoy your life. Live it to the fullest. Run a business that brings enough happiness for you and enough money that so that you can have a life that's super fulfilling. Like for me, my business is so that I can have enough income and enough of the things that I need to feel fulfilled while allowing big space to live my life because I want to live my life. That's all I have is the memories and the fun times I had in this life. I can't take the money with me. I can't take all the accolades and magazine publishings and all these amazing opportunities with me, but I can't take the memories I make. So I'm willing to bet on that. I'm willing to do things scared and I'm willing to grow older and have the wrinkles and embrace my age. So thank you so much for listening to this episode on my 38th birthday. Now I'm gonna go get ready because we're going out to birthday dinner. And so much love. Remember, it's never too old. It's never too late for you to start over. I started over at 30, now 38. Life is evolving. You're evolving. Don't lose your humanity in this whole world of social media. Until next time, bye, love.